Last month, a kindergarten in southern Israel was shut down. The school was accused of segregating students by race. An Ethiopian Israeli mother posted on Facebook that the school had sent her daughter to a separate classroom along with other children of Ethiopian descent. For the Ethiopian Jewish community, it was another painful reminder of its minority status in Israel. About 150,000 Ethiopian Jews live there. That's around 2% of the population. The World's Matthew Bell met a couple of rising political stars from Israel's growing Ethiopian population and has this report.
On the day that 38-year-old Gadi Yevarkan took the oath of office in the Israeli Knesset, he welcomed his mother to the ceremony at the parliament building by kneeling down and kissing her feet. It was a rare display of a traditional Ethiopian gesture of respect. I met Yevarkan in mid-September. He was speaking at a town hall meeting in a suburb of Tel Aviv called Or Yehuda. Almost everyone in the audience was Ethiopian, the men sitting on one side of the room and the women on the other. Yevarkan spoke mostly in Amharic, the official language of Ethiopia.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Yevarkan introduced himself to me as a Zionist, a proud Israeli, and a patriot. When speaking to Ethiopian voters, Yevarkan said the first issue he brings up is a difficult one. He talks about racial profiling by the police. It's a well-known problem in Israel, he said. And he says his job in the Knesset is to pass legislation to stop it. Over the summer, an off-duty Israeli cop shot and killed an Ethiopian teenager. It came after another fatal police shooting of a young Ethiopian man earlier in the year and sparked large protests by Ethiopians in several Israeli cities. Demonstrations blocked traffic on major roads and, on occasion, they got violent. Going into September's election, police brutality was a major concern for many Ethiopian voters. I spoke with Melazish Mangessa about it at the town hall meeting. They need to stop killing our kids, Mangessa told me. The officer who killed that teenager, she added, he is still at home. That case is still in court, but the cop is reportedly going to be charged with negligent homicide, which carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison. Mangessa said she hopes that Ethiopian lawmakers can make a difference. She's looking to Gadi Yevarkan and another Ethiopian politician, Penina Tamano-Shata, who was at that same town hall meeting. Like Yevarkan, Tamano-Shata was born in Ethiopia. She was 2 years old in 1985 when she arrived in Israel. She was part of a group of about 8,000 Ethiopian Jews brought to Israel by a military airlift called Operation Moses. They were refugees who'd fled famine and war in Ethiopia, ended up in displacement camps in Sudan, and then began new lives in Israel.
For us, Israel, the Holy Land, Jerusalem, is the home. It was a dream that come true.
Tamano-Shata has had quite the career path. After she finished her mandatory army service, she started off as a pop singer. Then she went to law school, and after graduation, she got into journalism. But even with her stellar resume, growing up as a new immigrant, as part of a small minority of Jewish Israelis who are black, Tamano-Shata says she's been keenly aware of discrimination since she was a child. Deciding to run for parliament, she says, was her way of doing something about it.
I deal with a situation that I feel that there is a discrimination and racism, and I knew that I must do struggle against that, and not only me, but all the generation, the new generation that born and grew up in Israel. For us, it is very important to feel equal.
Tamano-Shata was first elected to the Knesset in 2013. She's worked on access to education for Ethiopians, including in towns where students were prevented from attending all-white schools. She's also addressed disparities in Israel's juvenile justice system, where young Ethiopian Israelis are locked up at far higher rates than the Jewish population as a whole. When hundreds of Ethiopians took to the streets this past summer to protest police brutality, Tamano-Shata says she was not surprised one bit. She says the problem has been simmering for a long time in Israel.
There is profiling against Ethiopians. We are the only black in this country, and it is put us in a very bad situation, that our children feel that they suffer violence behavior from police.
Like most Ethiopians, and Israel Tumano Shata says, she grew up in a family that always voted for Likud, the right-wing party of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But both she and Gadi Ivarkin joined the centrist Blue and White Party. And when all of the votes were counted in September, each candidate was high enough on the party list to make it into the Knesset again. Party leaders are in negotiations now about forming a governing coalition. If and when that coalition takes shape in the coming weeks, Ivarkin and Tumano Shata say they will get to work trying to fulfill the promises they've made to their supporters. For The World, Matthew Bell, Or Yehuda, Israel.